makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in 3 million American homes, present your favorite radio friends, Lum and Abner. The night seems practically endless when you lie there turning and tossing restlessly. You hear the footfalls of every late homecomer, the baying of every dog, the shriek of a distant train whistle, and as night drags on into morning, the raucous crowing of a rooster. If only you knew what was causing that sleeplessness. Well, did you ever stop to think that it might be coffee? For while many people can drink coffee without being kept awake, many others cannot. If you suspect that coffee is robbing you of sleep, try drinking Postum instead. Postum contains no caffeine, no stimulant of any kind that could possibly destroy your rest. It's made only of whole wheat and bran, slightly sweetened and roasted to a tempting golden brown. A steaming, delicious drink with a mellow, full-bodied flavor and tantalizing aroma. One sniff, one taste, and I promise you, you and Postum will be friends for life. So get Postum from your grocer tomorrow. Drink it every mealtime, even late at night if you wish. And if coffee's been keeping you awake, see if you don't sleep better after switching to Postum. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. After several days spent in an effort to collect some of the accounts due the Jot 'em Down store, Lum succeeded in raising $18. As this amount is not sufficient to buy all the merchandise needed for the store, the old fellow has now conceived the idea of using the money to open a matrimonial bureau in Pine Ridge, from which he has hopes of reaping great profits. As we look in on our old friends today, we find Lum and Abner down at the store. Lum is writing their first advertisement for the newspaper. Listen.
Now, see how this is sounding. Abner? This is what I'm going to put in the county seat paper. See what you think of it.
Oh, I don't care nothing about hearing it, Lum. I don't want to have a thing to do with it now.
Now, that ain't no way to act, Abner. Stand around selling like a possum.
Well, now, we tried running a matrimonial bureau once and never made no money out of it.
Well, we would have if we'd have stayed with it. Our trouble was we got off on something else.
Well, now, that's just the trouble, too. We don't stay with nothing. That's the reason I want to take that $18 we got and buy stuff we're needing for the store.
Well, Abner, that $18 ain't going to buy enough stuff to help none. That's what I'm trying to do, make enough money to stock up the store with. This advertisement ain't going to cost much. Let's try it for a while, and if it ain't a success, we can get out of it.
Yeah, but our $18 will done be gone then.
I tell you what I'll do. If you'll go in on this thing and do your best to make a success out of it, I'll make you the president of the company.
Oh, well, I don't care nothing. President.
Yes, sir. Just think of how nice that'll be when we get to making a lot of money. You sitting there in a great big office with your feet propped up on a desk smoking a big cigar.
Yeah, only trouble. Well, I don't like cigars.
Yeah, you can smoke your pipe.
Oh, well, I could learn to like them, I reckon.
Well, that part of it don't make no difference, no way. Think of the good we'll be doing. Must be thousands and thousands of nice men and women that we could get married if they could find the right companion.
Yeah.
Why, there'll be happy married couples that'll thank us for the rest of our lives for getting them acquainted with one another.
Yeah, sure. I hadn't thought about that.
Oh, it's the finest thing at all.
Yeah, make me president, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't know, Lum. Might try it a rap if you want to.
Well, just suit yourself. I don't want to influence you none. You know best. Recollect, though, we're liable to lose the $18 we're putting in it.
Oh, no, I don't think so, Lum. And what's $18 anyway?
Well, we could buy stuff we're needing for the store here.
What? Wouldn't be a drop in the bucket with all the stuff we're needing here.
No, maybe not.
And besides, think of the good we can do. Finding husbands and wives for folks.
Well, all right. If you're bound and determined to do it, I ain't the kind of a feller to hold out against my partner. Your judgment ought to be as good as mine. If you say do it, all right, I'll go in with you.
Well, good. Good for you. my dog is here.
Huh?
Nothing. I thought we sort of got ourselves mixed up, but I reckon not.
No, I told you I'd do it. Give my consent.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we better decide on this advertisement so as we can call it in there in time to get it in this afternoon's paper.
Yeah, I think we ought to get started as quick as we can, sure.
Do you long for a companion? Are you tired of making your own living?
Yeah, but it just looks like.
Would you like to have a home in Farside of your own?
Well, I got that place over there now.
Will you
but...
hash up for a minute? I'm trying to read this advertisement to you.
Oh, well, I wondered.
This is for the women folks.
Well, ain't you going to advertise for an old man?
Yeah, but I'm going to write another ad for them. This is just to get the women interested.
Oh.
Would you like to marry a man of wealth and position? A man who can support you like a queen. A devoted husband who will shower you with expensive gifts. Diamonds and pearls.
Well, now, Lom, you're going to get some of them that's already married unsatisfied with themselves. That's talking that way. I just hope Elizabeth don't see that. She'll more likely be writing in herself.
Don't let wash day be a drudgery. No more bending over a wash tub. No more dishwater hands.
That sounds sort of like a soap flake advertisement.
Well, that is where I got that part of it, but that'll appeal to them.
Yeah, sure.
Don't wait. Write at once and send your picture. Let a man of experience find you a life's companion.
Man of experience?
Yeah.
Well, you ain't never had no experience. You ain't never been able to get yourself married, much less somebody else.
Yeah, no, but, well, they can be writing to you, can't they? You're married and you're the president.
Yeah, I can tell them, sure, S-R-E.
And down here at the bottom in big letters, we'll have the name. Which do you like the best, Bureau of Lonesome Hearts or the Home Sweet Home Matrimony Bureau?
Well, I don't know, Hardy-Lama.
You got to decide on a name.
Yeah.
I thought some about calling it Cupid Headquarters, but I was feared some folks might be too ignorant to know what Cupid's there.
What are they?
Don't you know what Cupid's there?
No, I reckon not. Cupid dolls?
No, Cupid's is them little fellas that goes around shooting bows and arrows and folks' hearts.
Indians?
No, they fly around. They're about the size of children, except they got wings.
Oh, well, I know I ain't never saw none of them, man. Well, where do you find them?
Every place. Cupid is everywhere, and gets worse in June.
Well, sort of like mosquitoes, huh?
No, June is a month so many folks gets married in. You've heard of June brides?
I've heard of June bugs.
Well, anyway, Cupid is the one that's supposed to make you fall in love. They shoot you with them arrows and you're a goner. But they never have hit me, I reckon.
No, me neither.
Well, sure they did. You got married, didn't you?
Yeah, I got married, but I ain't never been shot by no arrow.
Yes, you have, too, and you just never knowed it.
You mean I was shot with an arrow and never knowed it?
Well, Abner, that don't make no difference. Just forget about it. Let's go ahead and get this ad wrote for the men folks.
Catch one of them little varmints shooting at me, I'll swat him like he's a fly. That's what I'll do.
I thought for a special inducement to the first couple, we might offer a free marriage license and wedding ceremony performed by just as a piece of marriage.
All right, Doggy, that's right, ain't it? You can do the marrying yourself.
Oh, sure. After this, every couple that we bring together, I'll do the marrying and get $5 for that.
Yes.
But that ain't company money, though. That's my own business on the side.
Yeah, sure, that's all right, sure.
Let's see now, how do we start this thing out?
You ought to have something to attract their attention there.
Yeah. I was thinking we might put in big letters right across the top here. 1,000 men wanted. That ought to get them. Special with so many folks out of work now.
Yeah. What kind of jobs you going to have for them, though, after you get them?
Oh, that's just to attract their attention.
Oh.
And we can go on with the rest of the advertisements.
Yeah.
Well, I've got part of it wrote here.
You have, huh? Well, let's hear what you got there.
It says, are you single? Do you enjoy the comforts of a home and all that it means?
Well...
A far side away from the cares of the outside world.
Yeah, that sounds good, yeah.
How would you like to return home after a hard day's work not to a cold, dark room, but to a bright and cheery home of your own.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, that ought to get him, eh?
With a loving wife standing in the door while the children run out to the gate to greet you.
Well, Oh, that's sounding fine, now. Yes, sir, now, that ought to get him interested, all right. What else you got?
Well, that's all. I got to put some more in there, I reckon.
You ought to have something in there about home-cooked vegetables. That always peels stuff out.
That's
there,
right, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
Let's see how I put that. Instead of eating around at cafes or doing your own cooking.
Yeah, that's sounding good. At home cooking.
Wait a minute. Come home to a table piled high with good hot vittles.
Doggy, that makes me hungry just to hear it.
Oh,
fried chicken and hot biscuits.
It's only life, ain't it?
Oh, yes, it is. It is that, yeah.
Well, what else can we put in there, man?
Well, let's see now. How about sewing? A woman does sewing for her. That's a man's word, yeah.
Somebody to do your mending for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Get that down.
Yeah, that's
good. A devoted wife to share your joys and sorrows.
Yeah, put that in there. Put that in.
If this is the kind of a life you long for, write at once to the... And we still got to decide on her name.
Put the name
there. Let me read that over.
Oh, yeah, that's sounding fine, Mom. That's a thing.
1,000 men wanted. Are you single? Do you enjoy the comforts of a home and all that it means? A far side, away from the cares of the outside world.
Oh, that's fine.
How would you like to return home after a hard day's work? Not to a cold, dark room, but to a bright and cheery home of your own. With a loving wife standing in the door while the children run out to the gate to greet you.
Oh, blessed little lady.
I would have been a preacher, girl.
Well, bless her heart. Yes, you are, Mom.
Instead of eating around at cafes and doing your own cooking, come home to a table piled high with good hot vittles, hot dogs.
Now, that's the part right there that I like.
Somebody to do your mending for you.
Yeah.
A devoted wife to share your joys and sorrows. If this is the kind of a life you long for, write at once. And I, Grannies, I'm going to do it, too.
Huh? You're going to do
it? Yes, sure. I'm going to be the first customer for a matrimonial bureau, Abner. I done made up my mind. I never knowed before married life was a dead thing.
Well, it looks as though Lum and Abner's matrimonial bureau is getting off to a flying start. What would you say was wrong with the father who talked to his son like this?
Junior, stop that infernal racket and go and play outside.
Or how about the man who bowls his secretary out like this?
Confound it, Miss Woods. Can't you do anything right? Just look at the mess these papers are in.
If ever a man sounded like an awful grouch, that man does. But before we condemn him too severely, let's see if there isn't a reason for his grouchiness. Perhaps like a good many people, he's suffering from indigestion. And perhaps like a good many other people, his indigestion is caused by coffee. For while many people can drink coffee without ill effects, many others should never drink it. If you suspect that coffee disagrees with you, switch to Postum. Postum does not contain caffeine, does not contain any stimulant that could possibly upset your system. It's just whole wheat and bran, skillfully roasted and a trifle sweetened. Served steaming hot, it has a delightful, fragrant aroma and a flavor so tempting you won't mind giving up coffee in the least. Get Postum from your grocer. And if coffee's been giving you indigestion, let Postum take the place of coffee and see if you don't feel much better. Presents Lum and Abner three times each week over these same stations. See you Friday then. Good night. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.